soft light filters through clear turquoise waters as bubbles rise. The title appears in a sparkly, colorful font, Barbie Mermaid Power. A mermaid with a purple tail dives toward an underwater city on the ocean floor. Dwellings are formed from towering rock formations and spiral seashells. The mermaid glides into a stadium where other mermaids are gathered around a floating golden orb. The mermaid smiles. A pink-haired mermaid beams. Through a rocky opening in the ceiling, a royal mermaid descends toward the golden orb in a dazzling chariot. The mermaid has blue skin and wears a sparkling crown. She holds a scepter in her hand.
Good citizens of Pacifica, never before has the ceremony of the Mermaid Moon been more critical to the future of our world. The Golden Pearl has chosen 8 special mermaids who will compete to be the power keeper, the only one who can ensure our civilization's safety for the next 100 years. If the Golden Pearl shines her light upon you, step forth.
The sparkling Golden Pearl emits 8 beams of light. They touch the chest of a green mermaid and her turquoise friend. Three others are chosen. The merman beside them frowns.
No. All right.
A young merman with rainbow hair is hit with a beam. The 6 chosen ones swim toward the pearl and the queen. They turn to face their fellow citizens. The purple mermaid gapes.
What's going on?
Who's missing?
The queen scans the gathering with concern.
Where are the other 2 mermaids?
The purple mermaid swims off in a hurry. On the surface, 5 girls ride in a motorboat.
Let's go make it happen.
They pump their arms.
We don't have the time of our lives. Ooh,
ooh. Dolphins jump.
Let's go make it happen. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Make it happen, feel alright.
The driver gets to her feet.
Ooh, let's go make it.
On the ocean floor, they dance.
We don't have the time of our lives.
3 younger girls dance in a line. The boat driver and her friend perform a synchronized dance. The boat cruises underwater. Now, on the surface, they're back in the boat, cruising through a group of tropical islands. Dolphins leap out of the water. Seaweed whacks the 2 older girls in the face.
Whoops! Skipper, we're here to pick up trash, not seaweed.
My bad.
I love spending time with you and your sisters. It reminds me why being an only child is so great.
You're a Roberts. Barbie Brooklyn Roberts, to be exact. That makes us practically sisters.
Not the same, but still cool. Barbie Malibu Roberts.
I got one!
The middle girl catches a soda can with her fishing rod.
I got a whole bunch.
The smallest girl fills a garbage bag.
That's great, Chelsea.
They are surrounded by garbage.
This is such a big job. It's kind of overwhelming.
Every little bit helps, right? It would be nice if we could just snap our fingers and poof. Too bad magic's not real.
By their feet, a pale glow emits from a pink backpack.
Barbie?
Which one, Stacy?
My sister one. Your bag is glowing.
Barbie Malibu removes a glowing shell necklace from the bag.
Oh!
Whoa!
Oh, I can explain. Sort of. It was a gift from a mermaid. So...
A mermaid? You know that sounds crazy, right?
Probably the reason I never told you.
But it's totally true. We met her on vacation one time.
She needed my help to save some dolphins. Then we got mixed up with this crazy scientist named Marlo. Anyway, it was a thing, so...
And the glowing necklace.
The mermaid, Isla, gave it to me as a thanks and as a way to connect if she ever needed my help again.
It glows.
Looks like she needs your help again.
A butterfly flutters.
Hey there.
Pretty. But what are we waiting for? We have to go help Isla.
Oh, you want to come too?
I'm 7, and I'm obsessed with mermaids. Do you even have to ask?
I want to be a mermaid.
We do get to be mermaids, right? How cool would that be?
You promised Mom and Dad we'd all stick together. They're not going to be too happy if you put an entire ocean between us.
You win. We'll all go see Isla.
Yay!
Wait. You're all down with this. What am I missing?
I know, this is weird and crazy and seems impossible. But sometimes, to see the impossible, you just have to make the leap.
Whoa!
A red bird lands on Barbie Brooklyn.
What do you think? I've never even seen a bird like you before. I'll take it as a sign.
It flies off. Brooklyn shrugs.
I'm in.
All right!
Okay. How does this work?
Malibu touches her shell, and it glows brightly. They hop on the edge of the boat. Small bright light flashes in their joined hands.
1, 2, 3!
Together, they plunge underwater. The red bird flaps over the surface. In the sea, the girls float downward. The shell necklace glows. Malibu transforms into a mermaid.
Amazing!
Brooklyn transforms and flaps her tail.
Oh, wow!
Whoa! Beautiful!
Yeah!
Skipper, Stacy, and Chelsea are mermaids, too. They explore a coral reef.
Isn't this awesome?
Brooklyn nods. Malibu's sisters play tag.
What? Oh! Look at this tail!
Skipper swats her tail. Chelsea dodges it, but Stacy is swept away. Stacy spirals upward. She meets a sea turtle.
Hi!
It does a flip.
Girl, we have gone on a lot of adventures together, but this one takes the cake. The crab cake.
In a lecture hall,
do not be fooled by their whimsical appearance in legends and fairy tales. Brace yourselves for this, people. Are you braced? Mermaids are real.
What? Here she goes again.
Is she for real? Is this serious?
With all due respect, Marlo, you've been trying to convince us of this for years. We're scientists. We need proof. Where is your proof?
I'm glad you asked, Dr. Tang.
A scientist bobbles his phone, then taps a laptop. A photo appears.
This shell tiara was found on a tiny rock out in the middle of the sea. I believe it once belonged to a mermaid.
Is this a joke?
That rock is the epicenter of a well-documented phenomenon known as the Mermaid Moon. It appears once every 100 years. I have it on very good authority that when the first ray of the mermaid moon hits this specific location, all mermaids come to the surface of the sea to soak in the moon's energy.
And what is the source of this good authority?
Well, it's... my granny told me about it when I was a little girl.
Absurd!
Right.
Is this This is ridiculous. This lecture is over.
The small crowd files out.
Wait! Don't go! I'm not finished!
Yes, you are, Marlo. We are officially revoking your funding.
But...
Please, Marlo, come on. Our oceans have far more pressing issues to address. Stop wasting our time with your frivolous fairy tale witch hunt.
It's not a witch hunt! They're mermaids! It's a mermaid hunt.
Dr. Tang rolls her eyes, then goes. Marlo glares.
Get over here or you're fired.
Her assistant bobbles his phone again.
Well, it was a good gig while it lasted. Here's an interesting job I can apply for. Tropical beverage taster. I wonder if they'll let me work from home.
Ah!
Funding or no funding, I will continue my mission. A real-life mermaid in captivity will bring a pretty penny on stages across the world. Then we'll see who has the last laugh.
Marlo turns on the man.
I should probably get a new ringtone.
Underwater, the Barbies and the sisters frolic. A big shark lurks under Brooklyn. Sneaking up from behind, it nudges her.
Oh! That's a shark.
It's okay. She's as afraid of you as we are of her.
The shark smiles with its tongue out.
Afraid? No. I'm just so thrown. Everything I thought I knew just isn't.
But, is it different underwater, or do we not still have a mission to start?
And where exactly are we going?
Malibu squeezes her necklace. A cloudy stream shoots out and spirals through the water.
Wow!
Being a mermaid is the best!
Fins up! This'll take us to Isla.
Malibu's sisters follow. Brooklyn hesitates. The shark nudges her again. Brooklyn caresses its nose, swims through stone arches.
I've been stuck in a place, living life by my own rule. Never went face to face with a song I don't know the words to. Before I was just cruising, let the days pass me by. Didn't know what I was losing, never knew I was so blind. Sometimes I find the things on my mind can run far ahead, but I'm still behind. Barely believing in what I'm seeing. Gotta let go to all that I know, but some things in life you have no control. And then I wonder what I've discovered
beneath the surface.
The others join her.
I'm seeing clearly for the first time. I'm finally looking beneath the surface. It's so exciting, all that I'm finding beneath the surface.
They dance before a shipwreck. Brooklyn twirls.
Beneath the surface.
Tropical fish swim by. Later, the mermaids follow the necklace beam. The purple mermaid appears.
Isla!
I knew you'd come. And you brought the guppies!
Hi! Isla!
This is my friend Barbie. So, what's going on?
Oh, there are two Barbies. Now it all makes sense.
What makes sense?
Well, I don't even know where to start, because with the mermaid moon so soon, we've got the ceremony to prepare for, but without the right powers, we can't. So the golden pearl picked, but it left two people out, and I knew where to look for one, but I wasn't sure until... Oh, maybe it'd be easier if I show you.
Isla swims off. Malibu glances at Brooklyn, who shrugs. They follow Isla. She leads them through the soft blue waters as schools of fish glide past clusters of coral. A dark shadow slides over the reef. In Pacifica, the green mermaid swims with the rainbow-haired merman and the turquoise mermaid toward the stadium.
I hope I'm an earth mermaid.
Why?
Duh, Finn.
Because I like making things grow. How cool would that be?
Cool, sure, but who wants cool when you can have firepower? Being able to heat water and control volcanoes? It's literally hot.
Whatever, Finn. What power do you want, Talia?
I really don't care which one power I get.
What?
Talia is turquoise.
I plan to have them all.
Why am I not surprised? You want to be the power keeper.
The one mermaid who can control every power. The one at the center of the ceremony. All eyes on her as she lifts Mermaid Rock to the sky.
Whoa!
Look at Talia!
She shoots a stream of light. Finn and the green mermaid glide around Talia.
Look who's already getting her air power.
And water and earth. Once I get fire, no one will be able to rival me for power keeper.
That's not how it works, you know. We all get a little of every power, but the one we're supposed to have is the only one that sticks.
Unless you're the power keeper.
You think it's you, Aquaria?
It could be. Look, I'm already getting water power.
Young Aquaria conjures a bubble in her hand and points her palm. The force shoots her backward into a round vase. Talia swims over.
You're way too young to swim with us, big fish, Aquaria.
But don't worry. It'll only be another 100 years until the next mermaid moon.
Good one, Talia.
Baby sis, what are you doing here? Talia's right. You'll never have your powers by this mermaid moon.
How do you know?
I just know, okay?
Finn swims off.
Wait for me!
The Barbies and Guppies appear. They enter Pacifica through a grand arch and marvel at the stunning sights. Far below, cracks in the ocean floor glow fiery red.
So many mermaids!
It's like Mercella!
The stadium seats are made of large oyster shells.
This place is amazing, Isla, but you still haven't told us. Why are we here?
To get your powers, of course.
Powers? As in superpowers?
Kinda. I'm a mermaid of air. It's why I can breathe air, like you.
Do we all get powers? Oh, I need a good mermaid hero name. I could be... Gil Girl! Hi-ya! Hi-ya!
Hey! You scared Puffy!
Puffy is a spiky blowfish.
It's okay.
Sorry!
So you've brought us not just one, but two humans to compete in the games.
Corellia. Yes. Meet Barbie. And Barbie.
Hi.
Hello.
Isla believes humans are the answer to our problems. Many of us see you only as the cause of them. I look forward to you proving Isla right.
A large dolphin-like creature circulates.
What's this?
That's Viva. She's a vaquita.
Hi, Viva. It's great to meet you, too.
Oh, what a cool pet.
We don't have pets here. We treat all creatures equally.
Oh, excuse me. You're definitely cool and totally not a pet.
Attention, everyone. There are now 8 candidates for Power Keeper. The final 2 have come to us all the way from the surface.
Land dwellers? No way.
They don't belong here. They'll never be as powerful as we are.
They're the reason we need powers.
They seem cool to me.
Chelsea smiles at Aquaria. They exchange friendly smiles.
For the benefit of our guests, let me remind everyone what's at stake. The future of our world is in your hands.
My bet's on Talia!
None of us knows who will be chosen Power Keeper, no matter who they are. We must show every creature dignity and respect equally. I will see you all at the feast. Until then, behave. Get in some practice. Tomorrow, we begin.
Corellia leaves in her chariot. As the Power Keeper candidates disperse, Talia scowls rudely at the Barbies. She swims off. Brooklyn frowns.
I think they really like us. Look at me! Zero gravity!
Stacy is upside down.
You can't do that on land?
A jellyfish startles Skipper. She loses her balance and knocks Stacy over. They both fall.
Not here either, apparently. Hi, I'm Skipper. This is Stacy and that's Chelsea.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Aquaria. I always wanted sisters.
Balancing on one finger, she twirls.
Oh, wow!
Whoa, you're good. My special tail helps me balance.
She waves her shell-shaped tail.
How come your tail's different?
I was born without one, so my dad made me this one.
It's pretty. Thanks.
There are 4 challenges, 1 for each power. Let's start with air.
Isla's hands turn purple. She produces an air bubble. The Barbies struggle to make bubbles. Malibu moves her hands awkwardly. Small bubbles pop.
Aw.
Isla turns to smile supportively. Brooklyn works hard until a bubble appears. It engulfs her, then pops. Talia and the Green Mermaid swim past.
Let's try moving on to Earth power.
Oh, dear Isla. Corallia needs you in the Grand Hall.
Why? Why not? I mean, anything would be a better use of your time than this whole situation. Don't be rude, Serena.
She just means it's obvious that no land dweller will ever be the power keeper. It just wouldn't be natural.
Land dwellers have more power than you think.
Isla challenges Talia and Serena.
Oh, I know what you're capable of. Protecting our world isn't something you do well.
We're here because we want to help.
That would be a welcome first.
Ignore them. Are you coming, Isla? I'll catch up with you later.
Well, let's get practicing.
It would be a lot easier if we knew where to start.
Hello? Later, Aquaria demonstrates her air bubble making powers. Pointing her palms, she shoots a powerful stream.
We really appreciate this, Aquaria.
You're helping me too, because the more I practice, the sooner I'll find my powers.
How will you know when you found them?
It's more like the power finds you. It's just this feeling you get inside.
The Barbies exchange curious glances. Aquaria swims over.
We all got a song inside, waiting to be discovered.
They dance.
Melody to be amplified, straight up, up just like no other. If you ever feel aimless, scrolling through that playlist, trust that your inner greatness ain't far away. Promise soon as you find it, you'll want to rewind it again and again on replay. Won't know until I try it out. Take a chance and take some action. Oh, remember to forget my doubts. Dig deep to find my passion. If you ever feel aimless, scrolling through that playlist, trust that your inner greatness ain't far away. Promise soon as you find it, you'll want to rewind it again and again on replay.
And conjures a flame in her hand. She lights a torch. Flames appear in her palms.
Whoa!
Wow, Brooklyn, that was the coolest thing ever!
Does this mean I found my power?
Not yet. When you really get it, you'll know. But it sure seems like you're gonna be a mermaid of fire.
Huh. Not bad for someone who just learned mermaids are real.
Another flame appears. She tosses it.
Whoa!
Finn dodges the flame, then glances at Brooklyn.
Whoops! Sorry!
Finn confronts them.
Aquaria, what are you doing?
Helping.
And she's doing a great job.
Firing mishap aside?
Look, I know you aren't from around here, so it's easy not to understand our ways.
The Barbies lift an eyebrow. Aquaria pulls Finn aside.
Finn, I can take care of myself.
I know you think you can, but it's my job to protect you. You shouldn't be around strangers, especially ones who are, you know, strange.
Strange? I'll show you strange.
Skipper's hands glow. A shaft of light blasts Finn backward. Skipper gapes.
Did I do that?
Finn and Aquaria exchange glances.
Whoa! What is going on?
Skipper glows. She floats upward within a column of rings. Air bubbles rise around. She twirls, and a tiara materializes on her head. Butterfly wings of light glow behind her.
Whoa! You got your powers! You're a mermaid of air!
Wow!
The wings disappear.
Congratulations, Skip!
Wow! I got something before you did! That never happens. Told you she was a good teacher.
Aw.
Come on, Aquaria. The feast is about to start.
Aquaria goes with Finn.
Whatever, because I got my powers. Ooh, I got my powers.
Three dolphins coast through the water. A slow-moving shadow passes over them. Takeout cups and pop cans fall past them toward the ocean floor. A crumpled piece of paper hits one of the dolphins on its snout. On the surface, Marlo and her assistant are in a motorboat. They wear orange coveralls. Marlo scans the water as her assistant taps a device.
I know I left it right here!
I don't think so. My bad. There it is.
A light flashes underwater. Now, a large submarine breaks the calm surface and rises above them. Marlo beams. A wall panel falls off and plunges into the water.
Yikes. Looking a little rusty, don't you think? Wouldn't it be better to get maybe a tune-up first?
We don't have the budget for that, let alone the time. That mermaid moon is going to rise soon, and when it does, I am going to be there, and nothing can stop me!
Another large section of the vessel breaks off.
Fix it for that. Fix that!
Down in Pacifica, the Barbies and the Guppies enter the main hall where a mermaid party is underway. A group of mermaids perform a dance routine with suspended rings. Others dance in a line.
Whoa! Who knew that mermaids could throw a party like this?
Not me. I didn't even know they existed.
Wait, do you hear that?
They spot a large shell organ.
I've never heard anything like it.
The music is killer. Okay, I gotta check that thing out.
At a food table, the Barbies admire the dessert trays. A server in a black bow tie and vest appears.
Care for an appetizer?
Looks delicious. What is it?
Seaweed, of course. That's all we eat.
Oh!
Right. Tasty.
They force smiles until the server leaves. They spit out stringy seaweed.
Did they have to leave the roots on?
Wah! Sandy! Sandy!
Next time, try the seaweed cupcakes. They're super sweet with way less sand.
A dolphin appears at Isla's ear. It swims away.
I gotta go. I'll catch up with you later.
Sure.
Later.
Isla goes. Two mermaids swim over to the Barbies.
Are you really from land?
Uh-huh.
That must be so cool. What's it like to breathe air?
I never thought about it before. Comes pretty naturally.
Oh, I hope I'm a mermaid of air. I really want to visit land.
I think that would be scary. I mean, legs, so awkward.
That's how we feel here with tails, like fish out of water.
But you're in water, and you're not fish. Are you?
Nope, definitely not a fish. It's just a saying we have on land. It means, like, you're totally out of your element.
We all feel like we don't belong sometimes.
But no matter how different we feel...
Serena and Talia listen.
We just gotta remember that inside, we are all the same.
The Barbies strike poses, other mermaids swim over, a clump of fish disperse, and Brooklyn performs.
You know we're living in a big old world. Everything's not diamonds and pearls. It's kind of like walking through the dark trying to find your light. It could be a little scary, but I gotta fight through my fears and my tears. Through it all, I persevere. Standing tall, head up high. Might be hard, but I still know I gotta
shine.
Stay true to who I am
inside.
Forget about our differences. Let it leave your mind.
Because you and I,
we're actually more
alike
than it seems. Won't let the small stuff get the best of me. So instead,
let's rise above it.
Hey!
No stopping us, yeah.
Hey!
Nowhere else to go but up and shine the light inside of us. Let's rise above it.
Hey!
No stopping us, yeah.
Hey!
Keep on climbing up and up until our light is bright enough. Let's rise above.
Gotta keep moving on even when it seems impossible. I'm in bloom like a flower. Need both the sunshine and rain to grow. Life is not a race, even though it can feel that way. When by going your own pace, rise above and do your thing.
Really no point in stressing, right or wrong, I'ma learn my lesson. Far from perfect, no one on earth is, but on myself, yeah, I'ma keep working.
You and I, we're actually more
alike than it seems. Won't let the small stuff get the best of me. So instead,
let's rise above it.
Hey!
No stopping us, yeah.
The Barbies and Guppies dance in formation as other mermaids join in.
Climbing up and up until our light is bright enough. Let's rise above.
Talia and Serena smirk sarcastically.
Oh, what excellent advice. I never would have thought of it.
We're happy to be of service.
We can learn a lot just by helping each other.
That's what the Sisterhood of the Sea is all about. And I feel terrible that I didn't help you earlier. So, let's fix that. What do you say to a little power off?
A what?
A power off is a friendly game where we test each other to see if we can make our powers appear.
What? Talia, be nice.
I am being nice. Very nice. What could be nicer than helping these fish out of water learn our ways here in the deep?
Later, in a dark cave, the Barbies peer nervously at a swirling whirlpool.
First team to knock the other team into our little whirlpool wins.
Little whirlpool? More like a huge vortex of doom!
The whirlpool rises out of a hole like a watery tornado, then descends.
What's down there?
No idea. No one's ever made it out to tell us.
We'll take turns trying to summon whatever power we can. We'll even let our guests go first.
Brooklyn nods at Malibu with determination. Malibu faces Talia. Her hands glow.
You got this.
Come on, Barbie!
She tries to conjure a powerful bubble, but only little bubbles sputter. In her second attempt, she brings her hands close together.
Is anything happening?
Your power stance looks amazing, but maybe try...
My turn.
Talia's hands glow as she twirls and fires a powerful bubble at the Barbies. It sends them reeling toward the whirlpool. They flap their tails hard against the force and manage to escape. Serena shoots a huge bubble. It engulfs the Barbies and floats over the whirlpool.
Brooklyn! What's happening? No good!
With a triumphant smirk, Serena snaps and the bubble pops. Swimming to safety, the Barbies collapse at the feet of their rivals.
And that's how it's done.
I think we proved our point.
The point was to make all of our powers appear.
But when one side is so clearly superior...
Brooklyn's eyes turn red as she sneers. Glowing clouds surround her fists.
Brooklyn, you're glowing!
Yes!
Brooklyn casts fiery rays of light across the cave. As she twirls, beams encircle her and a purple shell tiara materializes on her head.
Wow!
She has wings of light.
I knew it! A mermaid of fire!
Brooklyn touches her tiara.
Yo!
Congratulations, whoa, Barbie! That was so cool.
A fire mermaid? Seriously? No land dweller's gonna show me up.
Talia twirls and is engulfed in a fiery orb. The Barbies shield their eyes as a winged bird of light appears.
Firepower! We're cooked.
A tiara appears on her head.
Talia, you got firepower!
I'll show you firepower.
Talia hits Malibu with a fiery blast, sending her over the cliff toward the whirlpool. Her fingers grip the ledge. She slips and falls into the swirling water. Malibu swims against the pull of the whirlpool.
Come on, Barbie!
Two fists shoot green laser beams. They hit a boulder and pull it off a ledge. It snuffs out the whirlpool. Malibu swims free. The others turn to the energy source emitting from Stacy's hands. The energy vanishes. Malibu swims up from the whirlpool hole. Specks of green light surround Stacy. Behind her, a green turtle of light glows brightly. Her friends gape in astonishment as a red tiara appears on her head. Stacy spots her older sister.
Barbie!
Are you okay?
I'm right. So scary.
I'm fine.
Thank you, Stacy.
Way to move a mountain for your sis.
I'm an Earth mermaid? How cool is that?
Whatever. Ready for round two?
This game is officially over.
Brooklyn swims off, followed by Malibu and her sisters. They disappear around a corner. Malibu peeks back around the rock to listen. Talia and Serena smirk.
You've had enough fun for one night. Go home.
Now you're on their side? What are you? Traitors?
Would it really be so bad if one of them is supposed to be the power keeper?
We need to do everything in our power to be sure it isn't one of them.
That's not the mermaid way. We're supposed to live in harmony with all creatures.
Stay out of this, Aquaria. What do you know about being powerful? You'll never be...
Never be what?
Finn scowls.
She's too young to understand.
As Talia and Serena go, Aquaria turns on Finn.
I don't need you to fight my battles.
But...
Aquaria goes. Malibu Barbie ponders thoughtfully before swimming away. Back at the hall, Isla swims with Malibu.
I can't believe Serena and Talia did that to you.
I gotta talk to Coralia about them.
Please don't. We will find a way to get along.
Okay, I'll stay out of it. For now.
Isla swims off. Malibu frowns.
You all must be exhausted. Get some rest. I'll see you in the morning.
Good night. Good night.
They enter their sleeping cave.
Amazing! Am I right?
Large glowing jellyfish are the beds.
Whoa!
Whoa! Skipper uses a telescope. She watches Stacy bounce on a jellyfish.
Whoa! Fun!
Next, she spots Malibu practicing her arm movements for conjuring air. Noting her glum expression, Skipper swims over.
Wow!
Stacy frolics.
Are you really okay, Barbie?
Why wouldn't I be?
They were picking on you because you don't have your powers. Talia is nothing but a bully.
When have I ever let a bully get in my way?
Malibu and Skipper smile. In the submarine, Marlo's assistant presses his face against an aquarium. Two purple angelfish attack the glass. He falls.
Oslo, don't scare them! They're delicate creatures, and they have an important job to do. Sniff.
The mermaid tiara is lowered into the aquarium. Lights that extend over their faces glow.
Yeah, they smell a mermaid. Follow it, my fishy friends! Lead me right to them!
Underwater, the anglerfish swim out through an open submarine hatch. In Pacifica, mermaids gather at the stadium. The eight candidates line up before Corellia.
I wonder where Aquaria is. She was supposed to meet us.
The first contest is air power. Use your bubbles to catch the floating pearls. The one with the most pearls, when the shell sounds, is the winner. And begin!
Brooklyn fires an air bubble. It engulfs a pearl, then sticks to her tail.
All right!
Finn catches two pearls, but Talia steals one. Isla keeps track with a clipboard. Malibu makes a bubble.
Wow!
She bats it at a pearl.
Whoa!
It bounces off the pearl.
Aw!
I got your back, Finn!
Brooklyn's bubble catches the pearl.
All right! Yes.
Malibu collects the pearl with her tail.
Come on, Barbies!
Pearls trail behind the candidates as they compete for more.
I got this!
Talia toasts four pearls. She conjures a bubble and fires. It engulfs another pearl. A merman fires a bubble. Brooklyn grabs a pearl. The merman steals it.
Oh, no, he did it.
The merman wins the event. Light beams swirl around him. A glowing turtle materializes behind him, and forearm guards appear on his arms. As he waves to the crowd, his fellow candidates join the applause. A tiny purple seahorse flutters around Brooklyn and Malibu. With her clipboard, Isla grins.
For your Earth Power Challenge, you must build a structure out of sand to test your ability to control terrain.
Bonus points to anyone who can grow a garden in it!
Ready? Commence!
The Barbies observe how the others create swirling sand columns by waving their hands. They copy their movements. The winner of the first challenge builds a small castle turret.
All right!
Uh-huh! Yeah!
A pink mermaid makes a more elaborate tower. Malibu's attempt is unsuccessful. She hangs her head. Brooklyn creates a short, sturdy castle.
Yes!
Wow! Finn's doing great!
Finn's castle towers over the others. Green energy surrounds him and a light turtle glows. Green balls encase his hands. With a smirk, he shoots his arms out. The balls are replaced by glowing forearm guards. He crosses his forearms in front of his face. The Barbies approach.
Good job!
Nice work!
Thanks! Never thought it'd be Earth Power. It feels good. Care for an appetizer?
Brooklyn makes a sour face and nudges Malibu. They retreat as the server carries a tray of seaweed balls. Skipper swims up to Finn.
Still no sign of Aquaria?
Mm-mm. It's not like her to just go off without telling me. I need to find her.
But if you're not back in time for the challenge, won't you be out of the running for Power Keeper?
Finding my sister is more important.
Wait up! I'll help you look.
Skipper follows Finn.
Hello!
Stacy and Chelsea play with Viva the Vaquita.
Want to hit up the snack bar?
I hear they have deep-fried seaweed on a stick. Yum!
It's okay. I'll stay and play with Viva.
Suit yourself.
Hi, Viva.
Viva spirals.
What have you been up to today? Aquaria? You know where she is? Could you take me to her?
Viva nods. Chelsea follows her. Aquaria is in the Whirlpool Cave.
I'll show them who's powerful.
She tries to use Earth Power to conjure the Whirlpool. She points her hands, encased in green energy. The Whirlpool swirls, then disintegrates.
Aquaria! There you are! What are you doing out here?
What does it matter?
Everyone misses you.
Not Talia. If I had my power, I'd show her who's the strongest mermaid.
You don't need any power. I just met you and I can already tell you're one of the strongest people I know.
Really? Thanks.
Aquaria hugs Chelsea. Viva nudges them.
Hi there!
Viva, I told you. We can play when we get back.
You understand her?
Yeah. Doesn't everyone?
Uh-uh. Only if you have water powers. Chelsea, look! Huh?
Chelsea is surrounded by swirling light that transforms into dolphin shapes. Her tiara appears. Puffy swims over.
Pick it up, Puffy!
Barbie!
You're a water mermaid!
This is amazing! I have to tell my sisters! I mean, if you're okay with going back.
Yeah, I'm kinda hungry anyway.
They swim off. Marlo's anglerfish spy from the seaweed. In the stadium, Isla floats past the line of power keeper candidates with her clipboard.
Where's Finn?
Not here. Too bad for him. One down, seven more to go.
As you all know, it is vital that we of the mermaid world get along with all living creatures, below and above the water.
Isla joins Corellia in her seahorse chariot. Sea creatures appear.
You will each need to connect with a new friend and then guide them through the obstacle course. The first one to the gold ring wins the water challenge.
Rings float in the water.
Ready? Find your friend.
The candidates hurry off. Serena greets a dolphin.
Hey there, cutie. Wanna play?
The dolphin smiles. They swim off together. Talia grabs a shark's tail.
Nice shark. This way.
The shark whips her tail, knocking Talia backwards.
Hey! Oh,
I love your horn. You're a narwhal, aren't you? In my world, we'd call you a unicorn of the sea.
The narwhal swims circles around Malibu. The narwhal has stuck its horn through the back of Malibu's waist ribbon.
Okay, let's go.
It pushes her through the water.
This is great.
Go, Barbie!
There.
Talia makes a sour face. Serena shoots two streams of water that bowl Talia over.
I love making waves.
The narwhal swims through rings.
This is so much fun! You are such a good partner.
Serena and her dolphin catch up as they descend toward more rings.
Hi, Serena.
You're so good at this.
The narwhal speeds ahead. Serena and her dolphin overtake them and close in on the gold ring.
Get out of my way, land lover. Yeah, come on. We're gonna win. We're gonna win.
Isla glances at Corellia.
I win, I win, I win! I mean, we win. Thank you.
Serena hugs the dolphin. Serena swims upward and light swirls around her. Two seahorses of light glow brightly and her tiara materializes.
I'm a water mermaid!
The Barbies come over.
Congrats!
Great race, Serena!
Thanks.
Appetizer?
The Barbies retreat.
Yeah, that was pretty nice of them.
Why were you talking to the land dwellers? Don't tell me you're a turning traitor, too.
I saw how you treated that shark. Who's the real traitor here? Let's go.
Rude.
The shark swats Talia.
Hey!
Finn and Skipper search through seaweed.
Aquaria!
Sis, are you out here?
Where is here, by the way?
Mystic Kelp Forest. Aquaria and I used to play right over there.
You really look out for her.
Just really protective when it comes to my sister. Especially since we lost her parents.
Wow. Sorry. I can't even imagine how hard that must be.
Yeah. We're super close. Plus, with her fin difference, you know.
Know what?
She just needs extra attention.
She seems pretty capable to me.
On a different forest path, Aquaria swims with Chelsea and Viva.
I don't remember coming this way. It's a shortcut.
A shark glides past.
I think.
They glance up as a massive island of garbage floats overhead.
What is that?
I don't know, but it's getting really close to Mermaid Rock. We need to tell Corellia. Come on.
Annette traps them.
Ah, help! What's happening?
I don't know.
The net is hauled upward. Viva swims off.
Whoa!
The mermaids are dropped into Marlo's aquarium.
Where are we?
Marlo beams.
Two! I can't believe I actually got two!
Where there's two...
No! We're the only ones!
Don't try and trick me. I know all about the Mermaid Moon. Soon the entire scientific community will know how I discovered the secret world of the mermaids! Is that enough proof for you, Dr. Tang?
Who's Dr. Tang?
In the forest, Viva finds Finn and Skipper.
Viva, what's wrong?
Viva swims about frantically. Puffy swims into Skipper's hands.
Is it Aquaria? Is she in trouble?
Viva nods and flaps her tail fin.
We need to find a water mermaid to translate.
They swim off. In the stadium, four mermaids hold torches as they swim in a circle. Finn and Skipper rush in.
I need someone who speaks Vaquita.
The Barbies and Serena swim over.
She says Aquaria is in trouble.
Chelsea, too!
Wait, Malibu, are you understanding what the Vaquita is saying?
What's happening? She wants us to follow her.
So what are we waiting for?
Let's go!
Some sisterhood. You missed the fire challenge and be out of the competition. I knew you didn't have what it takes to be here.
You know what being a real sister means? It means we stick together.
Brooklyn scowls.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Barbie. Because we have a terrible crisis on our hands that needs all the help we can get.
We have to help the girls.
I understand. But my sentries have informed me that there is another threat approaching. One that could destroy all of the mermaid world. I need all mermaids with powers to follow me immediately.
I can't leave without my sister.
Go. They need your powers. I'll get the girls back. I promise.
Finn is torn by conflict, but nods. The mermaids disperse. In Marlo's submarine, a screen shows a blue crystal poking out of the water.
Ooh, we're getting close!
She takes Oslo's phone.
People like her give humans a bad name.
And are the reason we keep our world hidden. We need to escape.
The mermaids scan the aquarium. Aquaria swims up and tries to push the hatch open, but it is locked. There is a keyhole on the hatch. Down below, the anglerfish swat each other. Chelsea spots them and approaches.
Hi, fishy. Wow, are you cool looking. Do you know how to get out of here?
They turn away.
I don't think they like me.
But they understand you. Keep talking to them.
Do you like living in this aquarium? I bet when you lived in the sea, it was a lot more fun. And being bossed around. That can't be very nice.
The fish face her. They exchange glances, then nod.
If you help us escape, we'll take you with us. You'll be free to do whatever you want.
Their dangling lights come on. One of them sticks their light through the hatch bars and into the keyhole. The hatch opens. They and the mermaids escape. On the surface, the giant garbage island creeps toward the blue mermaid rock.
What is that?
A floating island. A man-made floating island of trash.
Sadly, yes. If it gets any closer to Pacifica, it will block the moon's rays, and we won't be able to perform our ceremony.
We have to stop it.
If the Power Keeper is among us, we have a chance.
The garbage island floats overhead. Now, Marlo's crab-shaped submarine crawls along the sea floor. Malibu, Barbie, and Viva approach cautiously.
Whoa, the girls are in there?
Viva nods. They swim to the open hatch. Malibu swims down the hatch and into the aquarium. She touches her glowing necklace.
You've got your prize, so can we set sail for home? Now? Please?
With only two mermaids? When the moon rises, I'll be able to catch even more. Then all the world will know my name.
Marlo.
Barbie.
Malibu has returned to human form.
This is a really strange place to run into an old friend.
We're not friends, but Marlo once tried to capture one of mine.
Of course you're the one behind this. Where are the little girls?
Oh,
Wouldn't you like to know?
Marlo?
Not now, Oslo. I need to explain to our guest here why these little mermaids, why all mermaids, in fact, are so important to me.
Yeah, but, the thing is...
You see, Barbie, when my grandmother gave me this tiara, she told me the power belongs to the sea. She knew mermaids were real because she was one.
Barbie lifts an eyebrow and Oslo rolls his eyes.
Of course I never saw her tail, but I knew it was true. That makes me part mermaid too. It explains everything to me. Why I always was drawn to the sea. Why I never quite fit in on land. Why it became my life's work to prove mermaids are real.
Marlo, you really need to see this.
What is it?
He indicates the empty aquarium.
They're gone. What? Where are they?
Marlo is knocked over, and Barbie loses her necklace.
What's going on?
Pipes leak steam.
I knew we should have gotten that tune-up.
Glass cracks.
Oh, no! Oh, no! We're taking on water! Come on, Oslo, do something!
Barbie reaches for her necklace, but is swept away in a flood.
It's no use! We've got to abandon ship!
Not without my mermaids!
Whatever! I'm out of here!
He climbs down a hatch. A small vessel breaks off from the submarine. On her knees, Marlo fills buckets of water and empties them over her shoulder.
No! I can't get it down!
Aha! Barbie retrieves her necklace. More components break apart. Water gushes over the control panel. A powerful wave sweeps them off their feet, and the submarine collapses in the sand. In the flooded control room, Barbie holds her breath. She grabs her necklace, then spots Marlo floating motionless. Swimming to her, Barbie puts on the necklace, then holds her hands. Marlo's eyes open, the necklace glows. Barbie's hair changes color, and they both transform into mermaids. Marlo spots her red and gold tail.
What? I'm a mermaid!
She waves her blue fin. As parts fall, Marlo spots the tiara.
Oh no! A tiara!
Marlo reaches for it behind some fallen pipes. Her hand knocks it loose. It falls to the ground. Barbie spots Marlo. Broken pipes pin her to the floor.
Marlo, listen. There's more to being a mermaid than just swimming around.
The tiara is just out of reach.
A huge battle is going on. Help me get out of here. Help us.
Marlo grabs the tiara, then turns to Barbie.
Please, Marlo, you know the right thing to do.
Marlo peers at the purple tiara.
Its power belongs to the sea.
Marlo considers, then swims over. Barbie's glowing necklace floats as Marlo places the tiara on Barbie's head. Swirling specks of light surround Barbie, and she rises out from under the pipes. Seahorses of light appear behind her, and the tiara glitters. Barbie opens her eyes, then conjures an air bubble. She fires it through a window.
Whoa! Thank you, Marlo. Let's go.
They swim to safety. Now, the other candidates attack the underside of the garbage island with all their might. Brooklyn shoots a fireball that rips a hole in the garbage. Chunks of trash break off. Streams of air, water, fire, and earth energy blast into the garbage. Corellia watches nervously. The mermaids concentrate their attack. A powerful turquoise beam hits the island. Barbie appears with Marlo in tow.
Barbie! You're a water mermaid!
Stacy scowls at Marlo.
What's she doing here?
Helping. No one can help us now. We need the power keeper.
Viva returns with Aquaria and Chelsea.
She's here.
Chelsea, you're
Aquaria,
okay.
You're okay.
Stacy and Finn hug their siblings.
She's more than okay. She's the power keeper.
Everyone's eyes go wide.
Wait, me?
Barbie takes her hands.
I've been watching you this entire adventure. No one is braver, stronger, or more caring. I can feel it.
You have the power within you.
Aquaria's eyes narrow. She turns to Finn, who nods with encouragement. She smiles back, then swims up toward the garbage island. Four glowing shells encircle her. They become a swirling torrent of golden light beams. She does a backflip. Her new tiara glows brightly.
It is her!
Aquaria's the power keeper.
Everyone, aim your powers at Aquaria.
In a circle, the mermaids focus their beams at Aquaria. She produces a ball of light and shoots it at the garbage island. On the surface of the island, a hole of light expands as millions of light specks vibrate frenetically. The island dissolves in brilliant light. Now, the specks surround a full moon.
We did it!
Yes, we did it, mermaids!
Corellia and Isla grin proudly.
Mermaid. Aquaria, you are amazing! And you were right. You don't need my protection. I probably need yours.
This was the best underwater adventure ever.
You're the best underwater friend ever. You never treated me differently, even when I didn't have powers.
Back home, no one has superpowers. We have to solve our problems without them.
That sounds awful.
Not when we all work together.
Brooklyn high-fives Malibu.
I knew you had it in you. Helping people is your real superpower.
It wasn't just me. Marlo stepped up. I feel so invigorated. What else can I do to help?
The best way to help is to go back to your life on land and spread the word. Respect our world by treating yours better.
Marlo nods. Gold sparkles flash in the sea.
Look!
It's time.
The Barbies exchange excited grins. Under the glow of the full moon, the blue mermaid rock pokes out of the calm ocean. Underwater, the mermaids dance.
Feeling something in the air, you know it, it's electric. Rocking this new energy, igniting like a spark. It's a burst of magic changing your world if you let it. Look around and open up your heart. 'Cause when you come together, turn the bad to better.
Pool. The mermaids perform a synchronized dance routine. Fireworks erupt overhead. They dive underwater.
If you ever thought the skies are less blue than you're dreaming, count on your friends and watch the sunshine reappear. It can take a hand or two to break right through that ceiling. Remember that united we are fierce. Come together, yeah. Turn the bad to better, yeah. Never say never. When you find your power, power, your power, power. Doing things you never thought you'd do. When you find your power, power.
The golden pearl rises out of the water. Aquaria perches on top.
When you find your power, power.
Aquaria lifts the pearl up to the moon and it emits streaks of brilliant glowing light. The beams cast shimmering light over the mermaids. Aquaria embraces Finn. Isla gives Corellia a playful nudge. Marlo hugs her anglerfish. In the waist-deep pool, the mermaids spread their arms out and twirl. The Barbies, Skipper, Stacy, and Chelsea strike poses. Credits. Audio description provided by Descriptive Video Works. Executive producers. Christopher Keenan and Frederick Soley. Written by Anne Austin. Directed by Ron Murek. Executive in charge of production, Shannon Nettleton. Producer, Susan Corbin. Featuring the voices of Johnny Young Bosch as Finn, Tiana Camacho as Talia, Kristen Day as Skipper, Madeline Kratzer as Aquaria, Natalie Lashkari as Chelsea, Vivian Liu as Isla and Dr. Tang, Melanie Minichino as Marlo, Cassandra Lee Morris as Stacy, Cassidy Neighbor as Serena, Angela Lee Sloan as Corellia, Tatiana Varia as Barbie Brooklyn, America Young as Barbie Malibu, and Jave Zuniga as Oslo. Additional material written by Shawnee Gibbs and Chanel Gibbs. Score by The Math Club featuring Lydia Lee. Copyright 2022 Mattel. Mainframe Studios, Mattel.